Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Mix 100, live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. This here morning show is brought to you by our good friends at Safeway, where you can get everything you need to make mom feel special, from breakfast in bed to a surprise brunch. Safeway has you covered with fresh fruits and gorgeous flowers to help celebrate everything mom. You get started today, Safeway.com or in that Safeway app. And thank you so much to Safeway for sponsoring this here morning show. About this time of day, we like to dive into PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way. Who's got the P today?
I do today, and this is the cutest little story coming out of England. A charity is doing something that I think America should adopt right away. A charity in England is pairing elderly people up with supercar owners to give them joy rides. And it's in a mission to combat loneliness, because a lot of elderly people who are maybe in a home or anything like that, they feel this type of loneliness that it's just incomparable to anything else that they feel. And it's horrible.
I'm so lonely.
Well, it's true.
I wish I could get in a Lamborghini right now.
Many of the riders, it has its benefits, because many of the riders get out of these cars saying they feel decades younger.
Yeah, I bet.
The name of this is the cutest thing ever. So they're pairing grandparents with sports cars, and they're calling it the Grandburghini. It's the cutest thing ever.
Perfect. They're calling it, what could go wrong?
They'll be fine. Well, it's safe.
I don't know. Can their little hearts handle that kind of speed?
Of course they can.
I don't know.
Of course they can.
It's my dying wish to get in a Lamborghini and have a heart attack.
They're thinking of the older generation, though. Come on.
I don't know.
Love
You're tossing those grannies around.
Well, and just
that
giving
blood
them
flow's not like what it used to be.
But social interaction.
Yes.
That's what this is all about. I get it.
But it seems dangerous to me.
I love it.
Especially when they
toss
them the keys and say, all right, Ethel, it's your turn. Give it hell.
Do you think they drive?
All they can do is knit or something? Like, they can get out there and ride around in cars,
What do you call them?
Q-tips.
Q-tips. Driving.
Yeah. When you're behind one on the road and all you see is knuckles and a poof of hair, I call them Q-tips. I got a Q-tip in front of me.
They're driving a Lamborghini Aventador.
You know the turn signal's going to be on the entire time.
Good for them, though.
That's
almost better. That a lot. I hope it gets brought
I'm
over
I'm turning
to the
left
States.
Eventually.
Me too. 0 to 60 eventually.
It's my dying
It is
wish.
On a closed track, though, right?
Yes, it's all on a closed track.
I'm on the fast track to heaven.
I think it's really cute.
Take it up to 120. Take me to the pearly gates.
You're so bad.
What?
Either way, they get to go fast.
They do. It's perfect.
I worked in a retirement community for like 4 years, so I'm allowed to make fun.
Could you imagine them flying through the...
No. Like the things... We had a guy who kept wearing his pants backwards and taking too much Viagra, so... And that's a true story. I don't want him behind the wheel.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh, no.
That's cute.
May he rest. We had another old guy who would put his underwear in a microwave to dry him off.
Why were they... Okay, so we're not handing him the keys.
We're all going to be there.
I know, yes,
The fire
hopefully.
Department showed up quite a bit.
Yeah, I bet.
My underpants in the microwave again.
I hope one day I can put my underpants in the microwave. So.
Come on, Roland.
Here's underpants are wet in the microwave. Somebody give me a hot behind the wheel of a Lamborghini.
This turned into the minus.
Wow, I know.
It's highway to heaven.
Really positive, but then
I'll see Janice soon.
I'm going to meet my Harold. I haven't seen him in 20 years. I'm on my way, Harold.
Oh, God bless.
Pedal to the metal.
Jesus, you got the wheel? Good.
Somebody put my walker in the back. Let's go.
All right. Who's got the minus?
I think you do, actually.
No, I have the interesting.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did, but okay, I guess we could turn this into a minus.
Somebody wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you.
No, I said that I got the interesting.
No, Neil Patrick Harris is who we
Katie
know him as
that.
Barney from How I Met Your Mother. I guess we'll turn this into a
make
minus.
Make it a minus.
He puts nacho cheese Doritos in his PB&J sandwich.
Okay, that's huge
gross.
Minus.
Is that gross? Okay. Yeah. So, and it's actually English muffins that he spreads his almond butter and jelly
minus.
On. And then he loads it with nacho cheese Doritos. So people are comparing it. Do you remember when Jeff Daniels had his sandwich method? So he had the pita, and then he put peanut butter, cheddar, and sour cream and onion chips, and then barbecue sauce on it. And he said all those combinations were perfect. But, you know, Doogie Howser, or, you know, Barney from How I Met Your Mother, he said it's what a sandwich needs. Crunch. And he said you could also do, like, egg salad with Doritos, and it'd kind of give you the same thing.
That's all right. I'm a chip on my sandwich guy.
I am too, but not...
Throw some baked Lays on there or something.
I am too, but I just... the peanut butter and jelly, and then with nacho cheese. Peanut butter I'm okay with.
Just get the crunchy peanut butter.
Peanut butter can be very savory, so I understand that. You can put that with bacon, and it, like, makes it so good, just the ooey-gooiness of it. It's the jelly that I'm like, I don't know if I could add all of it, but there you go. I guess that could be a minus. So there it is.
Total minus.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the I?
The interesting website has put together a list of the 10 things from the 2000s that are now collectible and very valuable. So you might want to go through your junk drawers or get down into the basement and start rummaging through those boxes, because you can sell some of this online, like original AirPods. Some of the original iPhones are getting some
cash. Going for a lot now.
Seriously?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I have the AirPods with the string on them, right?
The cord.
Or just the headphones.
The cord, yeah. So I have those, and they still are on the little swivel thing and everything. Remember, I tried to give them to you, Josh, and they wouldn't fit our phones. So I still have
what
those.
What was the first iPhone you guys had? Did you go with the first gen?
Oh, God, no, I think mine was like the 7. That's the first one.
I was watching that Goldman Auctions, and they had some guy come in with the like iPhone 1 or 2 in the box, sealed. Like, they are so intense about it, they took it and got it x-rayed to make sure it was in there, because I guess it's a big thing now for people to take these boxes and put, like, rocks in them, seal them back up, and then sell them. So that's how intense they are now. X-ray things. Gaming consoles, like your OG Nintendo 64, that's worth some cash now. First edition books like Harry Potter. The Pokemon cards!
Oh!
Those are huge.
Your little Jigglypuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lego sets, Josh. And
let's
then
go.
This is unfortunate, because I want to get back into DVDs. They said physical media is booming again. A lot of interest with the youngsters with CDs, vinyls, Blu-rays, VHS. All the Gen Zers are embracing analog formats right now. With a soft spot for late 90s and early 2000s VHS tapes.
Good for them.
Well, we were talking about that. We have all the original Disney movie bundles that came out with like those colorful VHS covers.
Yeah.
The soft covers.
The soft covers. We have all of those with all the Disneys. I wonder if
sell
those
them.
Are, I know.
Sell them.
Make some money.
I know. I'm like,
sell
I'm
them and buy Grandpa a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. There you go, guys. Here's your PMI today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.